Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to find out who our next UP Poet Laureate is. And with me in the studio and by phone are the five finalists for UP Poet Laureate 2015-2017. In order alphabetically, Martin Ackett's in the studio, Beverly Mathern by phone from a warmer place, Sarah Marine Rapana, as well as Jelena Rose, and Andrea Scarpino. And the guest of honor is the current UP Poet Laureate, Russell Thorburn. Russell, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
And he will be revealing the winner of the 2015 UP Poet Laureate. But first of all, I'd like to, in alphabetical order by last name once again, have every one of you get to a microphone and let us know who you are, remind us who you are, and a little bit about you. Start off with you, Marty.
Okay. My name's Marty Ackett, and I live in Ishpeming. I teach here at Northern. I teach literature and writing, and lots of other things. In April, I'm going to be doing a workshop for the NCLL, the Northern Center for Lifelong Learning. And I'm just finishing up. I've been tinkering with my newest collection of poems. So that's been going on for a year, and I think it's time to let it go. So,
do you have a working title?
Yes. It's called Knuckles of Angels.
So, all right. That seems typical for the kind of poetry you write.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. All right, Beverly, you're next.
I'm Beverly Mathern. I live in Ishpeming, and I used to teach at NMU. It's a wonderful place to teach, and I retired on June 30th. That means pretty soon I'll get to write full time. And I have a new book coming out. It's coming from Éditions Perce-Neige in Canada. It's a bilingual book of stories and prose poems. And the title in English is Blind River, in French, Bayou des Acadiens. I'm working on new work. I'm going to be working on an epic about the arrival of the Acadians in Louisiana in the 1700s.
Wow. And, of course, now that you are retired from teaching, you will have more time to do that.
I will, yes. And I'll have to go to Canada, and I'll have to go to
Indiana. Oh, you
Indiana.
Poor thing.
Third fight. Yeah.
Okay, and we'll move on to Sarah Marine Rapana.
Hi.
She's getting a microphone.
Okay. I am.
Here we go.
I'm Sarah Marine Rapana. I was born and raised in the UP, and I return here as often as possible. I live in Minnesota now, where my husband teaches at a university there. I have a chapbook coming out this fall with Dancing Girl Press called Milktooth Levy Fever. I am communications manager for Motion Poems, which I believe is America's only poetry film production company. So that's pretty fun. And then I also am an editor for Cell Poems, which is a poetry journal distributed via text message. So,
one of the most unique approaches to gathering poetry I ever heard of. Okay, thank you, Sarah. And next is Jelena Rose.
I'm Jelena Rose. I was raised in the Upper Peninsula, and I'm fortunate to get to teach at Lake Superior State University, where I get to teach freshman composition and creative writing. I'm also the editor, the nonfiction editor for our journal Border Crossing there. And my chapbook will be published by Aldrich Press in June, called Light as Sparrows.
All right. Jelena, thank you very much. And our fifth finalist is Andrea Scarpino. Are you near mic? Okay, here
I
we
am.
Go.
I'm Andrea Scarpino, and I've lived in Marquette here almost 5 years. I teach at Union Institute University, their low residency program. And I actually just finished my PhD in creative writing from Bath Spa University, which
yes.
was also yeah, which is also a low yes. residency program.
All right, great. Well, now you've heard from our five finalists. Again, Martin Ackett, Beverly Mathern, Sarah Marina Rapana, you had to have three names, Jelena Rose, and Andrea Scarpino. Now, Russ Thorburn has the sealed envelope with the winning name of our next UP Poet Laureate, who will be succeeding him. But before you open it, Russ, is there anything you'd like to say to our winner?
Yes.
And who knew?
Well, my 2 years as a poet laureate, they've been splendid years working with students at a middle school, communities up north in the Keweenaw area, going to galleries and community centers and just kind of enfolding all the people in their words and having, you know, encounters with other people in the Upper Peninsula. So that's been very rewarding, especially the middle school work I did on their Absidarian poem, which Stan is going to read, I think, in April.
Yes.
April.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, beautiful, watching those kids, you know, respond to poetry and then weaving, you know, that entire alphabet into one poem. So that was pretty much a highlight for me. Well, I mean, each of you will find your own path, your own journey, because this is like a journey, meeting new people, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think there could be like 5 poet laureates, actually. Mm-hmm. I think it's not just, you know, one person necessarily, but you continue the journey anyways. Mm-hmm. So there's no losers here. That's mm-hmm. what I want to say.
All right. Well, should we go to a break before we have the winner announced? No, we're not going to do that. Beverly, you're there yet?
Yes, I'm
here. Wait a minute, I forgot something.
Oh, all right.
I parked my car somewhere else. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Okay, Russ Thorburn has the envelope with the name of the winning UP Poet Laureate for 2015-2017. And we are about to find out live, exclusively here on WNMU-FM.
No knife to cut it open?
No.
This is
you're responsible for your own paper cuts.
We'll have the Foley artist substitute this sound something more fitting.
Okay. And the winner is...
The Poet Laureate of 2015-17 is Andrea Scarpino. Congratulations.
Andrea Scarpino is our next UP Poet Laureate.
Congratulations, Andrea.
And by the way, Beverly Mathern, you were a very close runner-up. A mere few votes away from actually winning the UP Poet Laureate yourself. But again, you're one of the other 4 finalists who were respected enough by their peers to be chosen to be considered for UP Poet Laureate. So there's nothing to be ashamed of being a runner-up in this crowd.
Okay.
All right. Beverly, thank you very much for being a part of this, and to all of our finalists, and of course to our new UP Poet Laureate, Andrea Scarpino.
Thank you.
Thank you.